A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and they dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirits of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is necessary for us to go under many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord, in whom they put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attila. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the doors of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You've heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now that I have told you this before it happens, so that you, when it happens, you may believe, I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. I can't see any of you because I slept with my contacts in. You ever sleep with your contacts in? Oh, so I had to take them out this morning, so hope you're all there. Anyway, that's why I don't need my glasses to read. I love the gospel. That this last line of the gospel is where Jesus just says, "Listen, the world must know that I love the Father and that I do everything to please him." That was the old translation. A new translation, "as I do, just as he has commanded me." And so we got to reflect on our own lives. You know, again, that my job isn't just to get to heaven, isn't just to obey the commandments, but to show the world that I love God, that I love my Father in heaven because he loves me. And so the world must know that I love him. And the way the world will know that you and I love him is by doing what he asks. Period. I got called into the bishop's office again last night. It was a glorious day. But we got to talk a lot, about 45 minutes, and it was just like brought me a lot of peace about what's happening, what's going to happen here, that the Father's asked me to do something through the bishop, and I got to do it. And it's got to be, the world must know that I love God. I don't do anything for me or for what I want or for what I desire, but to please the Father. And it must be that way for all of us. The world must know that we love our Father and that we do everything to please Him. Let that be the way we live our lives. May you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.